Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. The Warrior is with you on USA Radio Network. And, of course, my flagship station, 790 AM here in Las Vegas, otherwise known as KBET. And over 50 stations all over this great country. We love to educate you, empower you, and entertain you 3 hours a day, every afternoon. Great to be with you. It is Monday, June 14th. You know what that means? First of all, happy Flag Day! So be proud of your flag. Any liberal tells you not to fly your flag, put three in front of your house. When they tell you they don't want three, put four. When they don't want four, give them the middle finger. Tell them to go screw themselves. Tell them to come deal with Wayne Root. We love our flag. We love our flags. And then number two, happy 75th birthday to President Donald J. Trump. That's right. Trump's birthday is not only today, it's Flag Day. Who knew that? I didn't even know that. In 4 years of his presidency, me on the air all 4 years, I never knew his birthday was Flag Day. I don't know why that is, but I never put two and two together. Today's Flag Day, today's President Trump's birthday. And could you believe I'm about to have my 60th birthday, and 20 years ago I went to a friend's party. His first name is Max, and he had a star-studded party, very wealthy, successful guy. And he had a star-studded party here in Las Vegas at a fancy place, and it was his 60th birthday, and I was 40 years old. It was 20 years ago. And I remember thinking, my God, is this mother trucker old? What an old man, 60! And now it's going to be my 60th birthday. And then you see that Trump is having his 75th birthday. So whoever you're younger than, you think they're an old man, right? Trump's 75. Oh, my God. I'm still 59 until my 60th birthday, and then I'm still much younger than Trump. But you know what? Trump's 75 going on 50. You know, 75 is the new 50. And my 60 is the new 40. So you always think the guy older than you is old as Methuselah. I mean, it's just not me. It's everybody. It's a human thought process. Whoever's 20 years older than you or 15 years older than you is really old, ancient, decrepit. And then you get to that age and you go, I'm young as a spring chicken. I can't believe I thought that. Just the way it is. Anyway, happy 75th birthday, President Trump. You are certainly the youngest 75 anyone I've ever seen. Let's run through a couple of stories here, a bunch of stories. I like doing this, a fast run through all the big stories today in the very first segment, and then throughout the show we'll get more in depth into these stories. First of all, gas prices jump again. Oil hits its highest price in 3 years. So welcome, we just celebrated 75th birthday of Trump, and this is kind of your welcome Joe Biden. Gas prices go up every day. I hope you're happy. If you're a middle-class person and you use your car a lot and you need gas to get to work, I hope you're happy. You put Biden in office. You did a great job. You must be a complete moron. You just screwed yourself completely. You screwed the country. You screwed the middle class. How about Chicago? 43 shot during the weekend of Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. My God, that is the most homely-looking woman in the history of the earth. She looks like Beetlejuice. Oh, my God. Lori Lightfoot, hide from the light. Wow. Everybody's dying in your city. It's probably because they caught a look at her. They couldn't take it. My gosh, what a strange story. You elect a woman ahead of a city, and all they do is shoot each other all day long. And in response to it, she says, nothing about that, but she said, I'm only going to do interviews with black reporters from now on. I won't interview with white people, only black people. This is normal in America today, isn't it? Normal. The reporter who broke the Clinton-Loretta Lynch tarmac story and who received significant death threats and had to move his family because of so many death threats, is dead, and they're calling it a suicide. 45-year-old Christopher Sine, a news anchor in Birmingham, Alabama, discovered at 8 a.m. over the weekend, and they call it a suicide. Folks, everybody who ever crosses the Clintons seems to die of suicide. Isn't that strange? Suicide or accident, you know, just a car accident out of the blue, plane accident. Remember the cabinet secretary, Ron Brown, died in a plane accident? Everybody who gets in bed with the Clintons winds up in one way or another dead. Pretty strange story. I don't know. I'm not casting any aspersions. I'm not telling you that I know what happened. I'm just telling you it's very questionable to me. Sounds just like Seth Rich. Strange stuff. And, you know, liberals, they love to go. Wayne Root talks about Seth Rich might have been a murder for hire. Wayne Root is crazy. Wayne Root is a conspiracy theorist. If you see deaths of Seth Rich murdered in the street in Washington, no one took his money, no one took his watch, no one took his jewelry, no one took his gold chain, no one took his phone, no one took his credit cards, no one took anything. They just killed him in the middle of the street in Washington, D.C. after he was supposedly the guy who gave all of Clinton and the Democrat Party and the DNC's information to Julian Assange. If you don't think that that should be questioned, if you don't think that's suspicious, if you don't think that might have been a murder for hire, you're an idiot. And the reporter who broke the Clinton-Lynch tarmac story just happened to commit suicide. Look at him. He's a young, handsome guy, 45 years old, anchorman, every reason to live. Why exactly would he commit suicide? Ridiculous. If you're not asking questions, you're a complete moron and a sheep. And the truth's coming out fast about Biden. Biden couldn't even remember earlier this weekend that the president of South Africa had already been introduced, and the room erupted with laughter over his fumble, but the fake news media never mentioned this on the news. But there were devastating leaks from the White House over the weekend with them saying that by the end of 2022, Kamala Harris will most probably be president of the United States. How scary is that? Here's a woman that's been assigned the border czar position to oversee the border, and she's never been seen on the border, won't talk about it, won't go there. And when she's asked by a normal reporter, who I guess she expected to fawn over her and ask what flavor of ice cream she likes at Baskin-Robbins, and instead he asked her, why haven't you been to the border? And she laughed with her strange laugh. She got the strangest laugh ever. And she giggled, and then she said, I haven't been to Europe either. Oh, my God. She is so dumb, she couldn't spell cat if I spotted her, the C and the A. Can you imagine her being president of the United States? Can you even imagine? What has she ever done to deserve to be vice president or president of the United States other than sleep her way to the top? And the answer is nothing. Answer is nothing. Me, I would never be so low class as to say it, but pretty much every friend I know calls her Heels Up Harris. Me, I wouldn't say something like that, but they all call her Heels Up Harris. Everybody knows. Everyone in this country knows. Like my great friend Kip Harridge. Kip is VRA, Vertical Research Advisory Newsletter, that sponsors this show. And Kip had an online poll this weekend for all of his fans and followers and newsletter readers. And 9,000 or so people answered his poll. Almost 9,000. And he asked them a simple question. Do you believe the election was stolen? Now, every poll in the nation shows like 50-50. 50-50. Think it's stolen versus not stolen. It's such a divided nation, theoretically, right? Kip has a stock newsletter. The people who follow him are all people who want to make money, which means they work for a living, they pay taxes, they pay into the system, they're capitalists, they're good Americans, they believe in the American dream. And 97.3% said yes, the election was stolen. When you see these polls, 51% think the election's stolen, and liberals are like, oh, shocked, that slight majority believes the election was stolen. No, 97% believe the election was stolen. Of all the intelligent people in the world, if you follow Kip's newsletter, VRA, you're an intelligent person, you make money, you pay taxes, you have a job, you like going to work, You play stocks. You do research and study stocks. You're an intelligent person. You're an investor. You're a financial risk taker. That kind of person, 97.3% said, yes, I believe the election was stolen. And, of course, I feel the exact same way about Biden leaving office. A, 97% know that Joe Biden has dementia and he doesn't belong in office and he didn't win the election. And B, 97% think that Kamala Harris is a moron who has no right to be in that office and who got there by screwing Willie Brown. Everybody knows that. Without the sex, without Kamala on her back, she's never vice president of the United States. And that's not being rude and that's not being sexist, because if a guy slept his way to the top, I'd have just as lack of a respect for him and I'd be saying the exact same thing. If some guy screwed a woman who was powerful, like the Queen of England, and that's how he became the Prime Minister of England, I'd be laughing at that guy and saying that he screwed his way to the top, but he doesn't have a resume, he doesn't have any right to be in the position he's in. There's an article out. The main COVID symptoms are now headaches and sore throats. An expert in the UK warns. COVID is acting differently now. It's more like a cold, said Tim Spector, a professor of genetic epidemiology, who's been tracking symptoms throughout the pandemic. The most likely warning sign is now a headache followed by a sore throat and a runny nose. So, and at this very moment, they're closing England for another month. They're extending the lockdown for a month because poor babies have a headache and a sore throat and a runny nose. Get my blankie, put my finger in my mouth and suck it. My God, I'm going to have a runny nose. You know what you call sore throat, headache, and a runny nose? A freaking cold. You're shutting down a country for a cold. Insanity reigns. The inmates running the asylum. I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll
you'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know how I feel about gold and silver. I love them. I absolutely love them. Yeah, I love Donald Trump. I love conservatism. I love capitalism. I love secure borders. I love low taxes. I love smaller government. And I love gold and silver. And I'm telling you, when things get bad, and I'm predicting it's going to get really bad over the next few years, really, really bad, and this country is going to have such tragedies and such horrible things happen, and whether it's a civil war or revolution or citizens fighting in the streets, and out-of-control crime and reckless criminals killing cops, lots of bad things are coming down the pike. We are headed for an explosion, an implosion, a Hindenburg, a Poseidon adventure, a Titanic of epic proportions. You got to own gold and silver. It's an insurance policy. You've got to own gold and silver. And the company, and by the way, I didn't even mention the worst thing of all on the way. Massive, massive hyperinflation clearly is on the way. All the newest reports show inflation is already out of control. And the highest in years and years and years. And I just gave you a report on energy. Oil way up. And the highest in years. Gas prices up 60%. Your best protection is gold. And that's where my good friends Michael and Rich Check-In come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over gold prices while supplies last. 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Just for saying war, I'm a fan of Wayne Allen Root. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. A really big thank you. A really big thank you for a birthday gift from a fan. I just can't believe what nice fans I have, what nice people I have. These are such great people. And this guy sent me an official, I guess you'd call it a piece of art that was created by Bill Kotler. And if you look up Bill Kotler, he's the guy that helped create the Flintstones and Rocky and Bullwinkle and Popeye and many, many, many others. And he sent it to me, and it's a painting of Emmett Kelly, the most famous hobo clown in the world, who worked primarily with Ringling and Barnum and Bailey Circus. And it's just this beautiful picture and this sad picture. For you to send it to me in advance and say it's early for your big 60th birthday on July 20th, what a nice thing to do. Really, really nice thing to do. So I want to thank you for that. You know who you are. That's all I'll say about it. You're just a wonderful person, and I appreciate it. And thank God for people like you. And I guess his father worked with this guy and got a few of his pieces of artwork, and he sent it to me. He said, you could put it on eBay right now and make thousands of dollars. Well, I won't do that. I'm going to hang it in a place of honor at my home just to show what kind of great fans that I've got. So thank you very, very, very much. Appreciate it. You're the best. Thank you, thank you. This is a great example of where we are as a nation. Great example of where we are as a nation. A political candidate in Washington, as in the state of, once threatened to blow up a school bus full of children, and when the students attempted to flee the potentially deadly situation, she called the kids white cowards. Ubach's guard here is running for King County Council in the Seattle area. And before you laugh and say, well, it's one thing to run, but she's not a serious candidate. She's already a government employee, an important one, a boss. She is the director of the Equitable Development Division in Seattle's Office of Planning and Community Development, which works with organizations on anti-displacement efforts in high-displacement risk neighborhoods with a continued emphasis on serving basically black and minority communities that have been targeted by systemic and institutional racism. She labels herself as a community organizer focused on policy and systemic healing. She calls herself a bureauctivist and says she has extensive experience in social justice and transformative practices. She believes all humans deserve respect, safety, shelter, and economic opportunity. So what exactly was she offering those children on the school bus when she threatened to blow it up with a bomb? And when the students ran away, she called them white cowards. Can you put the shoe on the other foot? Some guy is a white supremacist. I mean, there's only 12 in America, but the liberals think there's one behind every tree. And he threatens to blow up a bus of little, innocent black school children. And when they run away, he calls them black cowards. Now he's got a major government job. He's the director of an agency, and he's running for a major political office. Can you imagine? This is America.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the NATO summit has been a success. Biden calling the NATO alliance rock solid and unshakable during a briefing in Brussels, despite the efforts of powerful nations like Russia and China. As all eyes turn to President Biden's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday, President Biden was asked what he'll tell Putin about how far the United States will go when the two countries don't agree.
We should decide where it's in our mutual interest, in the interest of the world, to cooperate. And the areas where we don't agree, make it clear what the red lines are.
Senator James Inhofe is proposing that President Biden leave 1,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, the Oklahoma Republican recommending a small force be left there until spring of 2022. Inhofe saying it's needed as the political and security environment evolves. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so again, thank you for that wonderful birthday present from my fan, Stevie, who sent me that beautiful, I guess you'd call it a piece of artwork slash painting of Emmett Kelly, the most famous hobo clown in the world, who worked primarily for Ringling and Barnum & Bailey Circus. You know, it was created by this famous cartoonist, Bill Kotler, who created many of the most famous cartoons, characters in Hanna-Barbera Studios in the San Fernando Valley of L.A. So thank you, Stevie. What a wonderful gift, and to send it early. My birthday's still a month away. And I really appreciate my fans. I really do. And he says we appreciate you, and that's why he took good care of me. Thank you, Stevie. I've got a great guest who's on, usually twice a month with us, Liz Peek, economic expert columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website's lizpeek.com, and we always welcome her to the show with anticipation. Liz, how are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you for having me.
So you've got a column at The Hill about out-of-touch Democrats running scared of progressives. Tell us what that column is all about.
Well, there's been an awful lot written about the schism in the Democrat Party, and the fact that the moderates are beginning to rein in the progressive agenda of AOC and also Joe Biden. And it seems to me, there was a piece actually that I read in The Hill, actually, saying about how Democrats were confused about Manchin's obstructionism and perplexed about why he would be holding up his own party. And it just seems so stupid to me, because they must realize that the progressive agenda that's being pushed by Joe Biden and that's being pushed by Bernie Sanders and so forth is not very popular with most Americans. I mean, this doesn't take a lot of digging to discover. For example, all this excitement about H.R. 1, the voting rights law, which, you know, Joe Biden is totally behind, Democrats in the Senate and the House, the leadership's totally pushing and has been, by the way, since 2019. It's not something that they conjured up to fix what went wrong in the 2020 elections, or really what they're talking about now is fixing what Republicans are trying to do in various states in terms of curbing the 2020 election rules that were put in place. This bill, this voting rights bill, is basically something that's going to be very, very advantageous to Democrats. For example, it makes it illegal to demand voter ID, even though states are supposed to run their own election. It puts federal laws in charge of those states. It also allows ballot harvesting, and we know that that is just an open door to fraudulent behavior, because that's happened in various places. Anyway, you know, voter ID is something that 70 to 80% of all Americans approve of. So how can that be something that Democrats disapprove of and want to do away with? You just have to kind of scratch your head and say, who are they really appealing to? Well, they're appealing to exactly 10 to 15% of Democrats who describe themselves as progressive or very liberal. That's literally the number. So that means it's like, I don't know, 10% of America, maybe 8%. And that is the audience that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are playing to. I mean, it's crazy to me. Look at the border situation, Wayne. I mean, most Americans are horrified by what's going on at the border. They don't like the fact that so many people are coming across illegally. They don't like the fact that we're basically back to catch and release, meaning that there are tens of thousands of people basically coming into our country and going who knows where and who knows who they are, by the way. That isn't popular. And yet that program and that response to illegal entering our country is part of the progressive agenda. They don't want any restrictions on who comes into the country. So I find it a puzzle, actually. And I think one key to solving this puzzle, the puzzle is, why are Democrats doing so much stuff that is unpopular with mainstream America? One key is that Chuck Schumer, the majority leader of the Senate, comes from New York. And the reason that that's significant is because New York is a crazy state. I live there and I can attest to that. And he may well be afraid of being primaried by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is an ignorant very far left member of the House from New York, who is backed by a group called the Justice Democrats, who in the last cycle raised over $6 million, and that was up from $3 million the cycle before. Now it's probably more like 10 to 20 in the next cycle, and who have been effective in throwing out some incumbents and replacing them with progressive leaders. And so I think AOC has not denied that she's going to primary him. She kind of holds it out there as a sort of subtle threat. But I think that Schumer is literally looking over his shoulder and wants to kind of make sure his bona fides, his progressive bona fides, are very much in place. And so he's pushing an agenda that's going to cream them, I think, in 2022. It's really an unbelievable situation.
Right. It'll cream them, assuming that all elections are not fixed. I mean, that's the thing that bothers me, Liz. You know darn well that there were all kinds of shenanigans. Even if you don't want to use the word fixed or rigged or stolen, then how about you use a much milder analogy? Because of COVID, they pushed through all kinds of rules that were never allowed in the history of voting, and that allowed them to win just four key states that if Trump wins all four, he wins an electoral landslide. They win all four. By the skin of their chinny chin chin, he's up by 700,000 in Pennsylvania. They find 800,000 late mail-in ballots after Election Day, and they pull it out. If they don't do that, they lose the election and everything changes. So they're looking to memorialize for life, to codify all of these illegal voting acts that they shove through only because of COVID, to try to make them permanent so that they win all elections in a way, if you want to put it mildly, nicely. They want to rig every election moving forward so that we never win again. That's all this comes down to.
Well, that's exactly right. But the good news is that Republicans may not fight as dirty as Democrats, but they are fighting it. And in a lot of states, we have now passed, I mean, obviously Georgia was the first one, but you've had Texas and Arizona and a bunch of other states put in place new voting bills and laws that will countermand some of those so-called emergency measures that took place during COVID. I think we just have to assume that those changes are going to be effective and that there will be, I think, increased scrutiny on elections going forward. Let's face it, Republicans were a bit asleep at the switch. They didn't have cadres of lawyers ready to go and challenge everything
Correct.
That needed to be challenged. Hopefully they're better off. Hopefully they're better prepared in 2022. We'll see. But I do think that there are a lot of swing district representatives in the House. Not a lot, but a handful. And all you need is a handful right now. And a couple of senators who are pretty vulnerable. And please, Lord, let those people lose their seats. Because if the Republicans don't take over Congress in 2022, you know, they're bad times ahead because the Democrats can just keep forcing through one or two giant bills per year on reconciliation, and those are going to be meaningful and very damaging.
Yeah, it's very scary. I don't know if you saw that I had President Trump on the show about 2 weeks ago. And my interview made headlines all over the world because I gave him some strategy that I think would help elect him in 2024. And a lot of people were buzzing about it, talking about it everywhere from Newsweek to Politico to The Hill to TMZ and a lot of entertainment press. Everybody was talking about it. But I asked him a question during the interview, and nobody discussed this one. What I asked him, Liz, during the interview was, why weren't you prepared for a stolen election?
Yeah.
Why didn't you put voter ID laws in place? Why didn't you use executive action to ban ballot harvesting in federal elections? And you know, he talked around it and never gave me a straight answer on that one. He gave lots of great answers. It was a really good interview, and it was really loose because he is a friend of mine, and we were very loose with each other, very friendly. But he never answered the question, why weren't you ready for this? And when you had a Republican Senate, Republican House, you as president, a Republican Supreme Court, why on earth didn't you push through voter ID? You should have been your number one priority. He never really answered that. And I still don't understand it. And then to your point, why didn't he have thousands of lawyers ready on Election Day to fight the theft of the election? Big, big, big mistakes.
That was probably the most critical. And you know, I don't think there's any one answer. I do think sort of from the beginning of Trump's presidency, and certainly during the campaign and so forth, there was always a very thin architecture, if you will. He never had, remember Mitt Romney's, what did he call it, portfolios of women or whatever.
Yeah.
Trump had no, he really had a thin group, you know, not very many people really in his corner from the day one, certainly not on, and I mean, look at the foreign policy side. He really, there were so many people who wouldn't join the administration on all fronts. And it meant that I think throughout his 4 years even, he just never had the resources that some presidents have had. I mean, when you consider there were thousands of people ready to go to work if Hillary Clinton won the presidency. In Trump's case, there were literally, I don't know, 300?
Dozens.
Maybe
dozens. There were dozens of good conservatives ready to go to work.
I mean, honestly, it's true, right?
No, I know. I understand. I get it. Listen, remember, it was Paul Ryan who was in charge of the House, and he hated Trump. So, I mean, that's why nothing really important got done other than cutting taxes, and even that was all corporate taxes. I mean, that whole thing was corporate taxes, not personal. Hey, Liz, can you hang through the break, come out the other side with us?
Sure.
Okay, great. Let's talk about your column about Biden and the G7 and the China test. When we get back, more with Liz Peek, Wayne Allyn-Ruth, The Warrior.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allyn-Ruth and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Ruth for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. This segment sponsored by my War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw, especially the weekend one. We've got a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday daily podcast. And then we've got the weekend podcast where I play Casey Kasem. Remember, he did America's Top 40. I do America's Top 10 for conservatives and libertarians and patriots and taxpayers and deplorables and Trumpers. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw, especially my weekend edition. Where do you get it? Available to download on iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We're back with Liz Peek, economic expert columnist for Fox News and The Hill, LizPeek.com. Liz, with someone whose title says economic expert, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody agrees, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, everyone agrees that we've got inflation now and that a wave of massive inflation, hyperinflation, appears to be coming. Everything you buy is way up in price. So I guess my question is, wouldn't this be a great time to own gold or silver when things are bad and some sort of an economic catastrophe could be on the way, like hyperinflation and a stock market or a dollar drop? Isn't it a good time to own some precious metals?
Well, historically, the answer is yes. And because presumably gold and silver have more intrinsic value and they will benefit from inflation, but they are more solid core value, if you will, or whatever, than a paper currency.
Right, hold
of
value.
Late, that has not really held. But we haven't seen an inflation spike in, 30 years or so. And
I
would caution against using the word hyperinflation. What people really are talking about is a significant increase in inflation. I mean, I don't think anyone anticipates going back to what we saw in the 70s when inflation was, 17-18%, which was horrifying and scary, particularly for people on fixed incomes. But the answer is, generally speaking, that is a trade that's worked. It just has not seemed to be working lately. Gold really hasn't done that well. I think one of the things that is perhaps alarming to people who've watched the markets for a long time is that there are things like Bitcoin, which are considered an alternative in an inflationary environment. I don't think we have any idea whether that will prove accurate or not.
Everything's costing so much. Everything is so much higher.
No question. I have been writing about this for a couple of months because it interests me, obviously, as an economic phenomenon. I think the Fed is way behind the curve on beginning to ease its $120 billion per month of buying bonds and so forth, and the quantitative easing, in other words. In their meeting on Wednesday, they should discuss beginning to taper that in the fall, not wait till next year. Because I just think there's too much money sloshing around in the system. There's too much fiscal stimulus. There's too much monetary stimulus. Our economy is exploding, and there are constraints to that explosion, like a shortage of workers. So that just is a recipe for costs of everything going up, and that's what you're seeing right now.
Right. No, I mean, food prices in the supermarket through the roof, and gas prices through the roof, and home prices. I don't know about New York, but in places, red states, and in places like Las Vegas, Nevada, where I live, home prices are through the roof. People are bidding. Literally, if you put a house on the market, Liz, there'll be 20 offers in an hour. None of them have seen your house, and they'll all be $25,000 to $50,000 above your asking price. So, I mean, massive home inflation. And then here's the big one. I'm going on vacation in a couple weeks to my summer place, Park City, Utah. I love it up there. When I get there, I always need a rental car, and it's usually $500. Do you know they want $2,000 now for the rental car? $2,000. Well, I'm being exaggerative. $1,800 for 1 week to rent a car that used to cost $500. $1,800. How does any middle class person afford this? Impossible. So I have no idea how people are going to pay for this inflation. I just don't know, but I know it's not good. But let me ask you, in the very short time we have left, Biden and the G7, I mean, he really flunked out of the G7. He looked lost out there, didn't he?
I think he looked like somebody who is desperate to have his presidency be all about not being Donald Trump. And he certainly was not Donald Trump. He was extremely happy to be back, to have backslapping Justin Trudeau, you know, putting his arm around him and all that. I read the readouts from the White House on the various sessions. It was all about the good feeling and friendliness. Okay, that really is pretty much garbage at a time when the leaders of the free world should be standing up to China and demanding accountability, penalizing. Whatever happened to the idea we're going to punish China for lying about COVID? Forget where it came from for a moment. That isn't even the story. The story is they knew months before they told the world that this was a vicious, highly communicable disease. They did nothing to stop it. They let people leave Wuhan, fly around the world purposely to spread this virus. And there wasn't even discussion of this at the G7. I think it is appalling. If you read this stuff, it's just like campaign stuff from Biden. It's just all pablum and cliches, and we're going to make the world a better place, and by the way, we're going to include more girls and women. I mean, it was just so stupid.
So stupid. Well, what can you expect from an administration with a guy with dementia and a gal, Kamala Harris? I mean, I don't even want to say what I think of Kamala Harris, who says, why do I need to go to the border? I'm not going to Europe either. I mean, she is so dumb, she couldn't spell cat if I spotted her the C and the A. Very scary stuff. Liz Peek, Wayne Allyn-Root. Great to have you on the show. Our website's lizpeek.com. Thanks for coming on with us, Liz.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Senior Choice Plans,